Hey, this is H1. We're going to be running it back with another episode talking about chess knowledge, chess wisdom, and chess understanding. Today, I will be explaining how to improve, especially if you're stuck at a specific rating. And you're probably wondering, why have you been stuck for so long? What's the problem? Is it me? Do I suck? Do I need to quit chess? Why is this happening to me? And that's what I'm here for. So I'm glad that you're listening to this episode, and let's just get straight into it.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, it's time to get on the subject, because a lot of people has asked me, especially on the TikTok live streams and on YouTube, how to improve if you've been stuck at a certain rating for a very long time, which you're not the only person that's been through this before. Actually, every chess player goes through this at least a few times in their chess journey. It happens at certain ratings too, weirdly enough. Now, you was probably approaching this episode, man, I probably suck. I need some encouragement. I need some motivation from H1, because I feel like a loser. I feel like I'm not smart enough for the game of chess, and maybe I should just start a career in playing checkers. Well, let me just tell you something. That is the wrongest decision for you to do right now, because when you're in this state, when you're plateaued at a certain rating, you need to just keep on playing chess. There's a few tips that I'm going to go over in this episode that you can do to get that rating up and to break through the barrier. The main goal is to figure out how to break through the barrier. And once you figure that out, that's when you are going to exceed your expectations. I lost to my big brother the very first year of me learning how to play chess. I lost to him the whole first year. I didn't make any excuses. I kept on playing them, and I kept on trying to figure out, what did I do wrong here? I was going through tournaments, and as I was losing in chess, I didn't try to cheat. I didn't give up or train in a different hobby. I kept on studying, and I kept on playing, and I kept on doing puzzles. Most people think that learning how to play chess is linear, right? Most people think that it is a gradual upcline into like improving, but it's not. This is what happens. You get stuck at a rating, and you're going to be stuck there for a while. It's going to plateau. And once it plateaus, that's when you're going to get the most knowledge, and you're just missing one key thing that connects everything in chess. And then there's going to be one specific day that everything is just going to work all together in your head. You're going to be playing chess games. You're going to feel like a master. And then your rating is going to increase like an extra 200 points. That's how it always works. Ask any experienced chess player. That's how it works. Now, since you know that, there are a few things that I need you to do. And the first thing I want to go over is, if you're plateaued and you feel like that you're not going up, if you feel like that you're not going up a specific rating, or you're getting beat by this rating class, even though that it's just 100 points more than you, I need you to not give up chess. Don't give up. Keep on playing chess games. Lose more games. The more you lose, the more you can learn from. Learn from your mistakes. I have a whole episode about it, but that's the best way to improve, is to learn from the mistakes of how you lost those games, especially if you're in the beginning levels, because if you're a beginner in chess, you can improve the most by just following these steps, following these tips. And the best one is learning from your mistakes. And if you just blunder a piece, don't just skip over it. There's a reason why you blunder. You just got to get your mindset right. Second thing I want to say is, Don't just keep on playing games if you're losing all the time. Stop just... There's three things that you need to do to improve in chess. You got to play chess games to get the experience. Do chess puzzles. Solve chess puzzles. Just like, if you don't know what chess puzzles are, just think about... what's a few games? Like Sudoku. It's basically like Sudoku, but it's a chess puzzle where you have to find the best move in the position. And then thirdly, which is the most important thing, you have to study. And you have to do all of these things at once, at the same time. Because if you don't, if you just study, then you're going to lose experience playing chess. If you just do chess puzzles, then you're not going to know how to play chess still, and you haven't learned anything new. If you're just playing chess, you're not learning anything new. So you have to do all of those things at the same time. And your improvement is going to be whatever, however much effort you put into the game. If you do this daily, you're going to see results very quickly. If you do this weekly, you're going to see the results soon enough. If you do it monthly, you're probably never going to see it. I'm not going to lie. I don't know people who study monthly and never see results. That's pretty long. So, yeah, I just want to say that. All right, so the first thing that we talked about was never giving up. Just continue on playing chess and learning from your mistakes. And then secondly, we talked about continue the three things, playing chess. What was the second thing? Playing chess, doing puzzles, and studying. And you can't do one without the other. You got to do them all together. And then thirdly, I want to say you got to be consistent. You can't just come back to the game, right? You can't just come back to the game after you laid it to rest for a whole year. That's not how chess works. You're not just going to miraculously get better all of a sudden. You have to study. You have to continue on learning new things. And you got to be a part of the chess culture. If you're learning a new language, the best way to learn a new language is actually to be forced to learn that language. Go to that country. And be forced to speak the language, write the language, things of that nature. If you're in the chess community, you should be watching commentaries. You should be doing puzzles, being part of communities. Go to a chess club. Go to tournaments. Especially if you're trying to reach a specific goal towards you. Then that's the important thing to do. If chess is priority, then I will do that right now as fast as possible. And the special thing about chess is however much effort that you put into the game is what you're going to get out of it. So if you practice every single day, do those three things every single day, then you're going to improve rapidly. If you do that every single week, then you're going to see some improvements. It's probably going to be slower, but you're going to see the improvements. Now, monthly, I think that's pretty impossible. I don't know anybody who does something monthly and see any improvements, because the main thing is you want to obtain muscle memory in the game. And the muscle memory of like memorizing patterns, because whoever memorizes more patterns in chess usually wins the game. And so you want to put as much effort as possible, and you want to do it in a speedy fashion. The last thing I want to go over, just a small little tip, if you're trying to reach a specific rating on chess.com, is if you're losing and you're tilted and you lost like 3 games in a row or 2 games in a row, you need to stop playing chess. You need to either take a break or don't play chess for the rest of the day. So one thing that I do if I'm not in the right headspace, if I just start losing games, is I stop playing games online, on live, and I do a couple puzzles, and then I come back. And then if I'm still losing after that, then I just won't play a game the whole day because I'm not in the right headspace. Some people are just tilted like that. They need to control their brain, their mindset. Now, on the opposite end, if you're going on a winning streak and you won like 5 games in a row, keep on going until you lose a game. And then after you lose that game, just stop playing. Just stop playing, because you're gonna run into the cycle of going back into the losing streak. And then you're going to lose all that rating, and you're going to feel worse about that day than you was feeling when you was on that winning streak. Feel happy. Congratulate yourself. Get yourself like a cookie from McDonald's. Don't make a good time into a bad time. Don't fall for your own. You gotta just keep your mindset right. Don't fall for your own traps in your head. Be happy about the wins that you got at that present moment, and you have to stop yourself. It doesn't continually keep on going up. That's the quickest way how to get like a good rating on chess.com and on leadchess.org is doing that strategy. And then most people, just another tip is, if you're playing rapid games or you're playing blitz games, you can just play 5 blitz games a day. Just have a specific amount of games that you will play each day. Maybe if you have less time, it could be like 2 or 3 or 1. Or if you have more time, it could be like 6 or 7. Or if you have even more time, it could be like 3 rapid games. Just spend 30 minutes playing chess games. That would improve your rating tremendously once you got that in your brain. You just got to limit the games that you lose to the games that you win. All right, let's move on to the next segment. Hopefully you like that, because I liked doing that episode for you. I like giving you value that you need. And if you like the value that I've been giving you for the past few days now, I need you to like and follow this podcast. And once you like and follow the podcast, you will stay notified on when I put out an episode, because I want you to be here listening to all of this chess knowledge, chess wisdom, and chess understanding, like always. Thank you for being here. Thank you for supporting H1. And keep your eyes on the road and stay healthy.